From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The Utah Supreme Court says construction can go forward on the proposed Heber Temple. KUER's Caroline Ballard has more.
The Heber Temple has been at the center of a years-long legal fight. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints planned to build the 200-foot-tall building on an 18-acre site in Wasatch County. A group of local residents sued, saying the project violated land use laws at the local and state levels. An appeal is still making its way through the courts. But in the meantime, the state Supreme Court said construction can go forward. The highest court said the residents did not identify how construction would create irreparable harm. But the church has acknowledged it's taking a risk in starting work, and that if it loses on appeal, it would have to restore the site to its previous condition. Caroline Ballard, KUER News.
The University of Utah gives the state a big economic boost. That's from a new 2024 fiscal year study out of the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute. The institute is part of the U. It found the university supported $10.3 billion in gross domestic product. That accounts for 3.6% of the state's GDP. The school spent more than $700 million on research, and the U was the state's second largest employer with nearly 100,000 jobs. A group behind Proposition 4, Utah's redistricting law, says it has sent thousands of letters asking people to remove their signatures from a petition to repeal the law. KUER's Devin Latore has more.
Utah voters passed Prop 4 in 2018. Now there's an effort to reverse that vote using a new ballot measure. The nonprofit group Better Boundaries says there are widespread reports of voters being tricked into signing the petition. The group is against gerrymandering and for independent redistricting. Elizabeth Rasmussen is the executive director of Better Boundaries. She says voters were clear when they voted for Prop 4, and they deserve transparency in the democratic process. Rasmussen says a repeal effort should rely on facts and not misleading petitions. Utahns for Representative Government is the group gathering signatures for the repeal. KUER reached out to its founder and state GOP chair, Robert Axon, but hasn't yet gotten a comment. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson's office is investigating reports of potential fraud in multiple counties. Voters have 90 days to remove their signature from a petition if it was signed before December 1st and 45 days if it was signed since then. Devin Latore, KUER News.
Part of the Grand Canyon's north rim will be reopening soon for hikers. Several areas have been closed since July because of the Dragon Bravo fire. A lightning strike started the blaze that raged through 145,000 acres. Now the National Park Service will reopen part of the North Kaibab Trail on March 4th. But the agency is worried about flooding in that area after the fire. So there's new signage to warn visitors. The Park Service also created an evacuation and alert plan and installed more flood monitoring devices. Geologists have made a new discovery about the Green River. For over a century, scientists have wondered why the river flows through Utah's Uinta Mountains rather than around them. Researchers from Utah and the UK collaborated on a study. They think the answer is a natural process called lithospheric dripping. Millions of years ago, dense minerals formed under the mountain range and temporarily pulled parts of it downward. You are listening to KUER News.